Today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast Ag Net, well, the drought that many of our cotton producers have been suffering through has obviously changed the game plan this season in terms of management. As UGA cotton specialist Guy Collins tells producers that one thing they need to be aware of is...
Right now, not many fields need PGRs. There are some, especially in the vegetable areas, that are heavily irrigated and high nitrogen fields, that kind of thing. That could use some and benefit from some PGRs. But in general, I haven't seen too many fields that are in dire need of a PGR application just yet. And especially for these newer varieties, we don't need to be near as aggressive as we were with 555 in terms of PGR management.
And Collins says many producers really pushed that recommended June 15th planting deadline.
We had some rain starting around June 15th, which is the end of our recommended planting window here in Georgia. And that was a good thing. That saved some of that crop that was planted right around that time. Now, there are folks, although we don't necessarily recommend it, there are folks planting beyond June 15th. That's going to become more challenging. The longer we wait to get emergence, the more risky that becomes. And it's going to require very intense management, as I said before, if it's going to be successful, but even then it may not be.
And some tips on what growers should be looking for right now for this later than usual crop?
Monitor the growth of that crop. Don't be too quick to pull the trigger on PGRs just yet. For later planted cotton, we can't afford any additional delays in maturity, and that's much easier to do in irrigated situations versus dry land. But a couple things we could do is monitor very closely for insect pests. We don't want any flushes of insects or infestations that might cause us to lose some of those earlier set bowls for this late planted crop.
Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com for more on your cotton crop and all your agricultural news and information. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.